casting a wider net.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Yeah, Bernard Madoff got 150 years in prison, the maximum sentence. And now federal authorities reportedly are looking at 10 associates of Madoff's in an investigation that could bring more charges. So far, only Madoff and an accountant have been charged in the case. General Motors heads to bankruptcy court today, but unlike Chrysler's bankruptcy proceedings, which were appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, GM is hoping for a quick approval. The latest from Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
The government-backed plan calls for the automaker to sell its best assets to the new GM, with the U.S. government holding a majority stake. Chevrolet and Cadillac would survive the transition. GM would shed its Hummer, Saturn, and Pontiac brands, as well as any dealer contracts. Bondholders and some state officials worried about the economic effects of the deal could still slow the proceedings. Their attorneys will have a chance to question GM's CEO today. But experts expect any challenges to be short-lived, given the fact that the same court already approved the Chrysler sale earlier this month. Over the weekend, GM agreed to take responsibility for any future legal claims related to vehicles made by the old company, a move that resolved one of the key objections to the sale. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Wall Street yesterday, the S&P and Dow gained around 1%. The Nasdaq didn't fare as well, adding only 0.3%. Overseas stocks have been mixed. In Asia, the Nikkei closed up by 1.8%. The Hang Seng lost 0.75%. In Europe, markets are lower by under 0.5% right now. In Germany today, the Constitutional Court delayed ratification of a treaty that's supposed to strengthen the leadership of the European Union. That's despite the fact that the court said the treaty is compatible with German law. Reporter Brett Neely's been following this story on the so-called Lisbon Treaty, and he joins us now from Berlin. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
Okay, so if it's constitutional, why did Germany hold off on ratification?
Well, the court said that it was worried that the treaty as it's currently written isn't going to give Germany's parliament enough say in decisions that might affect Germany. So now parliament's going to have to go back and basically rewrite its rules a little bit for how it interacts with the European Union.
So why is this treaty such a big deal for Europe?
Well, so the thing you have to think about with the EU is that, 15 years ago, the EU had about half the members that it had today, 15. And all of the rulemaking processes were set up for a much smaller European Union. Now that the European Union has 27 members, it's really, really hard to come to decisions on tough issues. And that's really been shown in the financial crisis. So there's a lot of reform that needs to happen, for example, to the banking sector and to the financial sector that just is stalled right now because of the processes that are in place.
All right. Reporter Brett Neely joining us from Berlin. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you, Steve.
By the way, today, Porsche said a German development bank rejected its application for a nearly $2.5 billion line of credit. But it says Qatar, an investment fund from there, has offered to buy a stake in the automaker. Porsche ran up its debt by expanding its stake in Volkswagen.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter. People are talking about business and the economy at Gather.com.
The movie Transformers just keeps on making money. The mega hits raked in more than $200 million since its release, and all told, it's a big hit for one Hollywood studio. All part of the ebbs and flows of an industry that thrives or dies by the all-powerful movie ticket. This morning we're talking with Michael Spire, news editor for TheWrap.com. And Michael, this is the summer movie season. We're supposed to be talking about how rosy the picture is for studios, but that's not necessarily the case.
Right, and especially for the studio that made Transformers, which is Paramount. Paramount specifically is a very, very unique studio because they might have two of the three biggest movies of the summer in Transformers and Star Trek, yet they're having major problems.
So, I mean, they have these huge franchises, right? Star Trek and Transformers. I mean, what's the problem?
Well, the biggest problem could be summed up in one movie star's name, and that's Eddie Murphy, because he was in a movie also this summer for Paramount called Imagine That, which was such a huge disaster. I think it opened with only $5 million. Now, people might say, well, they still have major, major franchises and making tons of money. That's true on some of their movies, but they put a lot of stock in summer. And there's five Paramount summer movies. Two of them are huge. which we just mentioned. The other three, Imagine That, Dance Flick, and the upcoming Buzz Killer, G.I. Joe, might not be so huge, and that's going to bring the profits down.
But I thought in these days of economic recession, this was an escape outlet, that Hollywood was sort of recession-proof, that people want to get out and not think about how much money they don't have and spend, you know, $10-$12 and go see a movie.
That's absolutely true. And the box office is up. The whole year's box office is up. It's the one industry that people are looking to saying, look, it's doing well. So when a movie clicks, it's wonderful. The problem is not every movie clicks, and if it's expensive and it doesn't click, it can wipe out an entire studio. It can certainly wipe out a lot of jobs, which recently happened to Paramount because the head of Paramount, John Lesher, got replaced, and they had a production, Brad Weston, got replaced.
So what does a movie studio do then besides replacing these high-level guys? Do they scale back? Do they not spend as much money on movies?
Well, that's a very interesting quandary that they're in, and it's something that they've been looking towards. I mean, Disney last year decided to cut the amount of movies that they were going to make. They were going to specifically stick with things that are almost slam dunks. Of course, they can't predict what's going to hit and miss, but if they make fewer movies but make them bigger movies, there's almost a guarantee that they can have at least management over how they do.
So what do we know that's coming down the pike from Paramount?
Well, Paramount is lucky enough to have two huge directors coming down the pike. Martin Scorsese with Shutter Island, which stars Leonardo DiCaprio, sounds wonderful. And Peter Jackson, who hasn't been heard from in a while, and he has The Lovely Bones, which is based on a best-selling book. So it sounds great. The problem is if one of them misses, they don't have anything else in the hopper until 2010.
All right. News editor Michael Spire for TheWrap.com. Michael, thanks.
Pleasure.
Your thoughts on this summer's movie releases? Just want to comment on the recession. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. There we have the Scratch Pad with online host and blogger Scott J. Gow inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.